meeting will come to order. We are now holding a meeting of the Port of Astoria. May we have the roll call, please?
Commissioner McLean?
Present.
Commissioner Spence?
Here.
Commissioner Campbell?
Here.
Commissioner Stevens?
Here.
And Commissioner Roan?
Here. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is the commission reports. We'll start with Commissioner McLean.
Nothing to report other than Thursday I'm going to Salem for the monthly Oregon Public Ports Meeting Association. I traditionally would only go to quarterlies, but last month's quarterly was canceled. So I'm going down to December's. I'm actually just driving down to Tillamook as a cost saving and carpooling with Tillamook on Salem and then return.
I didn't know Tillamook was on the way to Salem, but that's all right.
It's less miles.
Okay.
Ching, ching. More money for us.
Thank you. Commissioner Campbell?
I have nothing to report.
Commissioner Spence?
I want to call commissioners' attention to the fact that the special district's annual conference is going to be held in February at Seaside Convention Center. Mm-hmm. It's right in our backyard. I encourage you to go online and register, according to George Dunkel, their executive director that you've all met. He said that it's going to be limited, and they already have over 300 members throughout the state registered. So I encourage you to go online, get registered. Now, when you're online, they also want a fee. And what I'm doing, I have registered and made the registration fee payment on their credit card, which is $230, which includes all sessions, all meals, and all recept, all dinners. And then I will put it on my reimbursement expense account for the month. So those dates are February 6th through 8th. And calling, I want to call to Commissioner McLean's attention. The day before, they have an all-day session for newly elected commissioners for a separate fee. And since we've been trying to get him educated to the workings of special districts, I would encourage him to also attend that. That's all I have.
Are you referring to the board training on Thursday at 9?
On Wednesday.
Yeah, I'd like to expand upon that. I don't know if Ella could help us coordinate that. I just spoke with George Dunkel before this meeting and a week ago, and for my report, I was hoping to share with you that the first Thursday in February, the morning training, and that's the day before, and that wouldn't just be for for new members, but it would be for, I think, beneficial for all of us. It's a morning session, and also for senior management, and has to do with roles and ethics and public records, those sorts of issues. We had talked about in the past having training once we got through the executive session, our executive director search, and talking with George, this would be more beneficial than us paying him to come here. So as far as the whole conference goes, I think that's one issue, but the Thursday before for a morning session, I think it's 4 hours. I think that's something all of us should do together. And so hopefully we can coordinate that.
That's a Thursday and Friday. And
yeah, but if we can all just make it to the Thursday, for it's like a four-hour training session in the morning.
Is that on the 6th?
I think it's the 7th, but 7th or 8th.
Thursday's the 6th.
Okay, so so hopefully that's something we could all do together.
Is that going to be a full cost for?
I don't think the cost that Commissioner Spence is referring to is for the whole conference.
Why don't
if we can just do the morning session.
I think that's fine, but why don't we just delegate Commissioner Smith and But to go to the whole session, it had no use all of us going to that, and then they could report back.
But it's the morning session we should all go to. The morning, it's before the conference, actually. It's
on the 6th. Well, let's find out what it costs us to go just for that. It might be the whole.
Can we research that?
Yeah, everything's online. The whole schedule and every single class is detailed.
But my point is, ultimately, he said that would be money better spent than it would to have him come back and train, have a special individual training for our board. So Eileen Akins, I understand, will also be part of one of the presenters during this training. So
staff can put together that information and put in an email, and maybe we'll just plan on having the commission there, at least at the training session.
Yep.
If you can't make it or would like to opt out, let us know, and we'll make sure you're not included. But otherwise, we'll assume that the entire commission will be participating in that session.
Thank you.
Instead of us each individually doing a reimbursement, could you guys just...
Well, the registration is online only. It makes it difficult for somebody else registering
for you.
That's
a difficult... that's a different scenario. This is before the conference. So.
Okay.
And as an organization, I understand we may be... We should be able to get at least one spot for free.
And by participating in this, we'll also get additional discount on our insurance through Special District. So that may outweigh any costs that we incur for the training.
Okay.
Commissioner Stevens.
Well, good evening. Glad to see we got a group here. Looked pretty sparse there for a minute. I did have a meeting with ILWU with Chris Conaway. We talked over quite a few things, and if you saw the news item that we've made some progress with negotiating in China over the tariff wars, it's encouraging news. And initially I thought that since they said that agricultural products were part of what China was going to give up on a little bit for our exports and their imports, Chris pointed out to me that logs are not agriculture. China defined them as construction products. So not so fast. It is good news, but I don't think it's going to have any impact on us soon. Other than that, it was a good conversation. I was impressed with what he knew about the port operations, and we agreed we should meet at some frequency, every couple of months, every month, or whenever issues require us to get together. That's all I have to report.
Thank you. I did have a quote here from Scott as far as the trade war. Scott Kennedy, senior advisor for the Chinese Business and Economics at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, wrote, "In the short term, China and Xi Jinping are the clear winners. With only limited concessions, China has been able to preserve its mercantilist economic system and continue its discriminatory industrial policies at the expense of China's trading partners in the global economy." So it's mostly just a pause until the election's over. So we'll see what happens. He wasn't here when I thanked him, but I wanted to thank Tom Brownson for his advocacy for the port on the city council. With that, I'd like to move to public comment for items on the agenda when not covered by a public hearing. I don't think we have any.
Chairman Rohn, I did receive one here from Steve Fick.
Okay, Steve Fick. This is for items on the agenda?
This is for items not covered on the agenda.
Okay, well, we'll get you on the end then.
Yeah.
Okay. It won't take long. We're very efficient here, so sorry about that. Our consent calendar, we have the meeting minutes and financials, and the event calendar. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Consent calendar is approved. Thank you. With that, under our advisory section, we have the audit results from TKW. Please
you. So everybody has a copy of the financial report?
Okay.
Yep.
Before I dive into that, I just want to clarify a couple things. And we talked a little bit about it last year, but I think it'd be good to go over it just real quick again this year. So what we do in this audit of the financial statements and rendering of our opinion is our opinion on whether the financial statements are fairly stated or not. Are there any material misstatements in the financial statements? So, for example, if there's a debt balance in the financial statements, we're giving our opinion that that is the amount of debt that's out there. That's the balance. It's materially correct. What we're not doing is evaluating whether you should have entered into that debt or if you should pay it sooner or any other number of management functions or operating functions, okay? So I just want to make that clear and hope that helps as we move through this. And I'll move through this pretty quickly. But does that make sense to everybody? Anybody have questions about that? Good? Okay. If we flip ahead here to page... really page 1 and page 2. That's the independent auditor's report. And so our opinion on the financial statements was a clean opinion. So unaltered, no modified opinion, no adverse opinion or anything like that. So in our opinion, the financial statements are materially correct. Okay. If you flip now to the back, there's another audit report. And that is the report that goes to the state of Oregon. And they're interested to know a little more specifically about compliance with laws and regulations and things that affect the port. So that's the very last two pages of the financial statements. And in that report, we didn't note any issues other than there was a minor budget over expenditure in the general fund. I think there was a settlement late in the year that you didn't have a crystal ball, so you weren't able to budget for it, if I remember correctly. But that's also a clean opinion. Oh boy.
You broke it.
That was kind of graceful the way it just leaned, though, and didn't just go down. As far as the audit this year versus last year there was... felt like there was a lot of things going on. There was, if you remember, there was a other post-employment benefit restatement that went on, and there was a whole big process behind doing what's called a single audit for some federal expenditures you had that were over the threshold. Didn't have anything like that this year. I think Will can back me up on it that, you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing to have a year that's a little calmer, at least from a financial reporting standpoint. The other thing, just real quick, in the financial statements, there was a change this year in the estimate as you finally got some more clarity around the pollution remediation cleanup that's been going on. The DEQ issued a record of decision, and so the numbers were adjusted somewhat because of that, but I'm sure you're looking forward to when all that stuff gets resolved, but it felt like there's more clarity this year than there has been in the past, so just hope it keeps going like that. Any questions on the financial statements? I'm not going to go into them in detail or anything, but if there's anything that you guys want to ask me about, please do.
Commissioners?
No questions.
Okay. The other, and I don't know if this is in your packet, but there's another letter that we issued to management and the board. It's called a, yeah, I see one, yeah. It's called a SAS 114 letter. The purpose of that letter is really an opportunity to discuss really any issues that we had. So were there disagreements with management? Were there big adjusting journal entries? Were there journal entries that were passed on? Were there big major control issues? Things like that. If there were those kinds of things, they would be in that letter. We didn't encounter those kinds of matters. So this is a pretty standard letter that just talks about some of the highlights of what we did during our audit. Okay. Okay. That's really all I have. So if you have any questions, great. Otherwise, I'll let you guys get on to your other business.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions, just a comment. I want to thank you very much for your efforts and everything. And I want to thank Will Heisen for his staff for the record keeping and cleaning things up. He's come up with a clean audit here, and that really makes it easy for you when you got that.
It's important, yep.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your work. And Commissioner Stevens.
I have the same comment, slant question that I had last year. It's more for the benefit of the public. How unusual is it to have such a clean audit like this with the other businesses and organizations that you deal with?
It's not uncommon. It's not rare. It's kind of a middle type thing, I would say. You know, we have the full spectrum of clients. On the one hand, where back at the office, they're still writing letters and we're not doing this meeting tonight because they're, you know, not ready. And then we have other clients, you know, end up with clean results like this. You know, I think, Will, the first year we were here, there were a few things. As everybody was getting up to speed. We were new out here, so we were seeing things with different eyes. Will was fairly new at that time. And I think over the course of the last, it's been 3 years, I guess, you know, things improve every year.
Okay, good. Well, I'm certainly glad to hear it, and I want to join Commissioner Campbell and congratulating Interim Director Slant Finance Officer Will Heisen. Well done.
I appreciate that, and I want to thank the team at TKW. This is the third year and actually the last year on their current contract that they've been out here, and the audit partner, Julie, and Brad, and their entire team have been really good to work with, and so I think it's been a good relationship. And as was stated, I do think it's sort of the natural life cycle with these audits that when you get towards the end of the contract, things tend to get a little simpler, especially as the staff and auditors can develop that relationship and the auditors become more familiar with our business. I think things tend to go a little bit quicker. And then additionally, we didn't have a single audit this year. And for the port, we tend to kind of rotate years on that because at the airport, a lot of times we'll have a construction year where there's significant dollars spent, and then the following year will be a planning and engineering year. And so in the planning and engineering years, we don't often reach that $750,000 threshold that would trigger the single audit. And so there was some work saved this year by not having to do that, which given the other circumstances going on at the port was probably a good thing. Because I tried to be as responsive as I could this year, but I probably wasn't as quick to respond as I might have been in prior years. So I appreciate some patience on that from TKW as well and helping work with us on that.
Well, we certainly appreciate working with you as well. So we're happy to be here.
Well, thank you very much. Okay. Appreciate it.
You guys have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Drive safe.
moving on, for action items, the approval of the executive director contract. Like to have a motion and a second, and then we'll discuss.
I shall move.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the executive director contract between the Port of Astoria and Will Heisen. I'd like to start the discussion. This has primarily been a process that special districts, specifically George Dunkel, has been the lead on, working with now Director Heisen, in terms of generating a contract that would be suitable to all parties. Speaking with George Dunkel, he said that he felt that this was in line with with what the industry other ports are, especially considering the dynamics of the port, and it's important to reflect that Will has been a valuable employee for the port for quite some time, and so this contract hopefully gives all parties the stability they need to move forward and do the work. With that, at our last meeting, the commission voted to have Commissioner Stevens and myself enter into final negotiations, which we have. So we don't need additions or corrections to the contract, but more of an approval. But I'd like to offer this time up for the other commissioners to make any comments, if they will, or speaking in favor of, or however they would wish to speak.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Spence.
I want to compliment you and Commissioner Stevens in representing the port, which obviously represents the people and taxpayers of this county. It is an excellent contract that you've finalized, and certainly with the help of George Dunkel. And the input Will Isom into it, as a former city manager myself, and he becoming executive director, you still have to protect your interest in dealing with an elected body that turns over. And as a professional, your interest or self-interest, and I believe by his acquiescence to the terms of this, that he is satisfied and feel that he's well protected in view of the fact that he is working for an elected body whose a temperament may change over the years, and our past history has not been good. But I'm looking forward to stability. He has indicated that he's here for the long run, and I appreciate his position. And certainly his work has been outstanding in doing both jobs over these past 6 months. So my compliments to both Mr. Isom and to the commission and George Dunkel on a great contract.
Any other comments, Mr.
Well, I also want to join Commissioner Spence in thanking you two commissioners for the good work you did. This is a fine contract, well written and easy to read and interpret, and I have a lot of confidence in Will. I'm going to support him all I can, and I think we've got a good director here, and we'll find out as time goes on.
Good group.
Are those your comments, Commissioner
yes,
Stevens? Commissioner McLean?
As the freshman commissioner, I'm learning a lot from this, sort of my self-described term is the freshman. I think it was very well written and very well thought out in the way of both sides. When something like this is presented to me, I picture myself in the mindset of five geographically different constituents out in the county, and I think every one of those subdivisions of the county, that person I have in mind would think this would be a good contract too. So my compliments to all parties involved in coordinating this.
Well, I would give most of the credit to George Dunkel and to Will.
Yeah.
They're the ones who, you know, George provided the leadership and the expertise from the industry, from the state, to create this document, and Will represented his concerns, which are important because we need this to work for everyone. So I think we're in a good place on account of the work of George Dunkel and Will. With that, all those in favor say aye.
Mr. Chairman, I think we ought to have a roll call.
We have a roll call vote.
Sure. I guess before we have the vote real quick, I just wanted to give a couple comments and I guess publicly thank the commission and George Dunkel for their support through this process. It's, I can't believe it's been 6 months that I've been sitting in this seat. It doesn't seem like it's been that long, but it's been kind of crazy along the way. It seems like a lot of things have happened. So I'm definitely excited for the future, and I think timing-wise, this sort of works out really nice to get this done as we get ready to enter the new year and sort of travel into 2020. So I guess I want to thank the commission and let you guys know I'm excited for the future.
Thank you. Thank you. We have that roll call vote.
All right, Commissioner McClain.
Approve.
Commissioner Spence.
Yes.
Commissioner Campbell.
Yes.
Commissioner Stevens.
Aye.
And Commissioner Roan.
Yes. All right, contract is approved.
Yeah.
The bang of the gavel.
Mr. Chairman, could I ask for a 5-minute recess so we can congratulate the new director?
Okay, is that agreeable to everyone? Okay,
yeah,
everybody
sure.
Gets to give the...
Sure. Well, fast to make the two good.
No,
congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The new handyman.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll give you a hand. I'd like to invite the audience if you'd like to do the same.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We have turned the ship around. We're heading in the right direction. And now we have captain of the ship.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah. How about
that? Yeah.
Is that enough 5 minutes for you?
That's good enough for me.
Okay. I'll reconvene the meeting with that in mind. The next item is approval of continued legal service by Eileen Akins through the firm of Northwest Local Government Legal Advisors, LLC. And just turn this one over to Will.
Yeah, so as you know, Commissioners, Eileen Akins has been our port attorney for a couple years now. And typically what happens is we have a general business matters resolution that we pass every year in June that approves a number of things, but one of those is who the port attorney will be for the following year. We received a letter from Eileen letting us know that her current LLC, the law offices of Eileen Akins, will be dissolving at the end of this calendar year, and she will be opening a new firm, and it will be called Northwest Local Government Legal Advisors, LLC. And so with that change, we do need to approve Eileen Akins' new firm as port counsel effective January 1st, 2020. And so the motion that we're seeking here is approval for the executive director to sign and authorize the new agreement with Northwest Local Government Legal Advisors, LLC.
Mr. Campbell?
I would move that we
approve
this contract.
Okay.
Or directly, it'll be you negotiating, won't it, Paul?
So there really is no negotiation. She states in her letter what the rate is.
Oh, okay.
It is the billing structure is going to just be slightly different. It looks like that the rate does go up $30 per hour. However, there's not going to be as many billing hours because with the new entity, they're not billing for administrative, paralegals, and legal assistants. And so I'm thinking this may be a wash going forward.
This will be you signing the contract with her. You want permission to sign?
Correct.
Yes.
So
authorizing
so
the executive director.
Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, so moved a second to allow the executive director to negotiate and sign a new contract with Northwest Local Government Legal Advisors, LLC.
And so this will run through the end of the fiscal year, so it'll run through June 30th. And then the commission would have the opportunity through the General Business Matters Resolution to either continue with Eileen Akins' firm or make a change.
Are there any additional questions or comments?
Happy for her continued services.
And as a chair, I've done my best to avoid incurring unnecessary legal expenses, so I'm trying to do my part to reduce our legal costs. Not that that's relevant to the motion, but... All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion passes. Public comment. Steve Fick. It's an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding port concerns not on the agenda.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Steve Fick. Mailing address, PO715, Astoria, Oregon. Brief comment, this appears to be a more fluid meeting than the last one I came to a couple years ago, so congratulations. what I'm here for today is We need to address as many revenue opportunities as possible for the port. And in the past, I've come to the port and I've suggested that you invoke a parking charge, which I think you have, and I haven't followed it since that point, but I don't know what the revenue's done, if it's been a constructive change or not. But I'm speaking for others other than myself today that there's a group of business people that come into this area and they don't have business licenses. They've affected local businesses' opportunities, and that being the professional guide business that parks down here, they get premium slips. They I've heard a lot of them boast about the amount of money they're making down here, and particularly the out-of-the-area guides that come for a month and have significant revenues, and a lot of that's been, as you all know, by I'm in the seafood business. It's been at locals' expenses that we're here, we support the port, we pay property taxes, we pay business licenses. And so I would ask the Port Commission to invoke a meaningful business license to those so that they are more in line with paying their share of the benefits that they're receiving from our port. And I think that number really, based on the revenues they're bringing, you know, a lot of these guys are making $200 to $300 a trip per passenger, and they'll do two a day sometimes, up to $3,500 to $3,600, three times sometimes, and then they go away. And I've been on philanthropic boards in this area, and quite frankly, I have never seen a dime stay in this community for philanthropic purposes. And so I think it wouldn't be unreasonable to throw a business license of, you know, like $5,000 for non-residents. And everybody that's conducting a business like that out of here should pay something. I've brought this issue up before. I brought it to the city of Astoria. The city of Astoria it's really yours. It's the port's business license anyway. It's, you know, and I would ask you people, you need the money, the infrastructure. People are really benefiting from the infrastructure without paying their fair share and at additional cost to those of us who have lived here our entire lives. So, sorry to be so candid about it, but I mean, at least you know how myself and other businesses and other citizens feel about, you know, generating revenues for their port. Any questions?
Thank you very much. It's something that I think has been brought up maybe in the past briefly that I don't know if that's something that our senior management could look at with Janice Burke, as far as, to me, the motivator would be to have, we need revenues to maintain our facilities, and hopefully we can get to a point where we maintain and improve our facilities. So just in terms of a stream of users, of income from users, that would allow us to do that, to me, is appealing for no other reason besides that. So, Will, you have any thoughts?
Yeah, so this is something that our management team has discussed pretty recently, actually, and Matt may have a little bit to add on this, but recently he went down to the Port of Newport and had talked to them with their large marina down there about sort of how they manage this sort of thing. I think in concept, I think it's a great idea. There are some logistical issues we'll have to work out in terms of how we administer that and how we enforce and things like that. But I'm not opposed to the idea. Matt, do you have anything to add from your trip to Newport?
The biggest question is enforcement. Is how do you do that, especially when people just show up?
I think it's a great concept, and I think we're all on board. So rather than hash it out,
May I address that?
Yeah, please.
Quickly, the one thing you need to do is to identify if you're a business when you're mooring, and what type of business you are, or if you're just a passenger vessel or somebody passing through a sailboat. I don't intend this to be the same levels for somebody that got their sailboat down here. Maybe we consider some sort of a surcharge for non-residents of those, but not at the same levels. It's very simple. I mean, I have businesses in three different states, And yeah, I come and go in those states, like Alaska, for instance. But you know what? I'm always leaving property tax there, and I'm always leaving income revenue from sales and other things that we're doing something constructive. This is what's happened here. Is they've come down here. As you know, some of them have had a very destructive attack on some of the longest industries in this community to eliminate them, and they're not asking, they're just saying they're worth more money. And
we can't get into the politics of it, but I believe, though, that there is a case to be made for maintaining our facilities and improving them. Thank you.
May I comment?
Commissioner McLean.
As a former port employee security person, I have asked any number of those boats coming in, where you from, you know, and 100% right on, they're from out of town. Very few of the out of town people have SRE business license, which is a city item, not a port item. But if there's a way we can manage that, I would strongly encourage staff to give an extra 30 seconds for Commissioner McLean.
I think we all agree, so I don't think we need to.
Just a quick comment on that. I sat here doing Buoy 10, and I watched tour boats coming in on a continuous flow, multiple ones. They're certainly here. They're certainly coming and going and picking up passengers and dropping them off. And I support this concept wholeheartedly.
With that, I'd like to move on to executive director comments.
It's kind of a big list here. I'll try to work through these fairly quickly. There were two items, if you remember, that we had talked about at the last meeting that I had intended to have on the agenda for today. So I wanted to give you a quick update on those. The first one had to do with the strategic business plan update from Business Oregon. The plan originally was for them to be out here and present to the commission their notes on the plan. I did speak with Melanie last week, and she followed up with this email, so I'll just read it real quickly. She says, as discussed, our review and approval of the port's plan has been delayed, but we are making progress. We have, of course, had to give Stephanie time to settle into her new position and allow her to familiarize herself with statewide ports and the process for reviewing and approving individual port plans. In addition to your plan, three other ports also submitted updates or new plans. All of this, combined with the holidays, has pushed things out a bit longer for us. We're looking forward to meeting with you soon. So that was the email correspondence I received from Melanie when I did talked to her on the phone. We had discussed that first Tuesday in January as sort of a target date for them to be out here. At this point, I don't want to make any guarantees, but that's the hope right now, is they would be out here in January. The second item was the approval of Fort George's application for the Clatsop Enterprise Zone. There are four governing bodies: the port, the city of Warrenton, the city of Astoria, and Clatsop County. Because Fort George's particular application falls within City of Astoria jurisdiction, the plan all along has been for the application first to go to the City of Astoria for approval and then to the three other bodies. And so originally, the application was to be on the agenda of the city for yesterday for approval, and then the port for today. It sounds like Fort George and the City of Astoria are still working on some pieces of that application, specifically regarding some of the public benefit items. And so it didn't make sense to put that on tonight's agenda for the port with the potential that that could change and it would have to come back to the port at a later date. And so that's why that did not appear on the agenda tonight. So just an update on those two items. Some other operational things going on. The first one with dredging, you may have noticed that we started dredging the central waterfront last Monday. Right now we have just one crew dredging the long tide, and so we do have some maintenance staff that is still on land working, which is nice. The total amount we're going to dredge this year, the estimate is about 50,000 cubic yards, which is less than we did last year, and so we should be able to get that done. Matt McGrath has been working on the contract with Bergerson Construction for dredging of the West Basin. It's gone through our attorney's review and is currently being reviewed by Bergerson. And so we're hoping to get that completed soon with a start date for that dredging to begin next fiscal year, so probably next December of 2020. East Basin Causeway, the port has received the maintenance permit from the Corps of Engineers. Right now, Joe Teddy, our maintenance manager, is working on putting together the materials list and getting a bid for what it would cost to fix that. One issue with the permit is the work window for that is October, November. And so we're thinking at this point the idea may be is if we can get the materials list together, get the bids done, and get the materials purchased, that we could then be ready to do that work come next October to at least get pedestrian traffic back out on the causeway. These two items were already brought up in commissioner reports, but special districts, they're meeting February 6th through 8th in Seaside, as well as Oregon Public Ports, which will be this Thursday. I know that Commissioner McClain will be attending, representing the commission. Matt McGrath will also be attending that meeting, representing Port of Astoria staff. An update on Astoria Forest Products. Matt and I met with Chad Niedermeyer as well as Dennis Murphy Sr. A few weeks ago to talk about where we're at with the lease. We've tentatively agreed to some terms. We've drafted a lease addendum for both Pier 1 and Pier 3. That's also gone to Eileen for attorney review and been completed. And at this point, that is off to AFP for their review. And so the hope there is that we would have something done in January. At this point, it looks like we're probably going to do something on a short-term basis and then reevaluate in 9 to 12 months to see where we're at and maybe look at a longer-term contract. But right now, the tentative idea is looking at an addendum to the contract that basically covers the calendar year of 2020. Another item, we did receive a safety and security grant from SDIS. It's a small grant, can be used for up to a $5,000 match. And so we had applied for a grant to get some additional lighting out at the boatyard, which has been approved. So I think the project is roughly $9,700. And so they'll be covering half of that. You will be seeing soon a posting for an opening in the finance department at the port, which I'm excited about to try to get some stuff off of my desk. And so I'm hoping to get that moving soon and get somebody in here, especially with budget season looming. It seems like a long ways away, but we'll be starting to work on that here in just a couple months. So it would be nice to get somebody in here and sort of get them up to speed before that process starts. And then the last one is we're having just a small staff and commissioner luncheon this Thursday from 12 to 2. The plan is it's going to be really informal. We'll have some hors d'oeuvre type foods and a small gift for staff and commissioners. And so if you want to drop by between 12 and 2, we'll be here down at the Gateway office. And so hopefully we can see most of you. Obviously, Commissioner McClain and Matt will be out of town that day, but we'll be doing that on Thursday.
I can eat his.
What's that?
You're going to eat his food.
Yeah.
Commissioner Spence?
Where are we on the river walk-in sale, realtor engagement? I don't know where we're at.
Yeah, so there hasn't been a lot of work done on that here probably in the last 8 weeks or so. Initially, we had talked about it, and I had wanted to get sort of a consensus from the commission on if this was something we wanted to explore. At that time, I did reach out to several commercial brokers, actually, to just – that was more of a fact-finding mission. I've also worked some with Eileen Akins on this. From being straightforward, one of the things I was sort of waiting for is to get this whole executive director thing sorted out and sort of figure out what the future was going to be. I did think as the interim, it may be a little bit out of place for me to make such a long-term decision like that. And so that's part of the reason that we did some fact-finding and we got some information together. But I hadn't really moved on that because I wanted to wait and see, and I didn't think it was appropriate if ultimately someone else was going to take this seat. I thought they should have some input on that process, and so that's why that's been delayed some.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. That to conclude your comments?
Yes.
Thank you. With that, I would like to remind everyone that our regular session January 7th will be at 5:30 p.m., and everybody who's been lobbying to have a meeting time later will be expected to not miss it. With that, the meeting is adjourned.